I just sort of spring lightly from one rock to the air down to the ground.
Okay, cool. And as you get to the ground, you land near Hask. And as your foot hits the ground, you feel a clawed hand wrap around your ankle.
I just look down at him.
You see him, his teeth gritted. He's got these feathers near the sides of his chin. He looks up at you and glares.
Jedi, do you know how much we paid for this stuff?
I'm certain a lot, knowing the Hutts.
Life savings.
That's a very poor use of your life savings, Hask. Lodi just sort of like lowers herself down to his level. I understand that these are the actions of desperation. You've come from one bad time into another. But choosing violence will only hurt you and your people. This is your home. As she just sort of gestures around. And this is what it will look like on every single inch if you choose to fight.
They've given us no choice. We have to do this. They won't listen.
It was your people who brought me and Bekros. It's brought the Jedi Order here. We are here to help to raise your voice. You think I've never dealt with the Noble Court before? I have been born and raised here in the Anoet sector. I have dealt with them many, many, many times and have won nearly all of my battles. And I will win this one for you as well.
You and your robes and fancy way of speaking. You're just like them. Why would we trust you to speak on our behalf?
Why wouldn't you?
Because we don't know you. You think we wouldn't win in a fight?
I'm from a planet very much like this that is independent in this sector.
And what did you have to do with it becoming independent?
Personally?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You're right. It was my master who argued for that.
Whatever you think you're doing, it's not gonna work. You can take these weapons from us, sure. Take everything we've earned. We're used to it. It's fine. We're gonna rise up because there's no other way. You'll see eventually.
Was it only money you gave to the Hutts?
This time?
For the support?
Yes.
This time? How many dealings have you had with them? How can you be sure that you're not trading one master for another?
We were. There's no way not to at this point. We can't do anything else. They've offered to help. We know what we're signing up for. Shadow ports, crimes, whatever. That's our livelihood. At least we'll be able to make our own decisions.
With the Hutts? No, you won't. The Hutts are even more nefarious, and they care even less. They will bleed you dry, but they won't only take your money or your exports. They'll take your children. They'll take your bodies.
The Hutts, they bring people to this sector.
Do you think those people came here willingly?
Yes, I'm talking about people going on trips. People going to the casino. People having fun. The Hutts, sure, they're unpleasant. They deal in weapons and narcotics and entertainment, and they might be able to put this place on the map. They might be able to bring our economy back from nothing. It's nothing right now.
I apologize for what has transpired here tonight. It got too big, too sudden. Will you allow me to try diplomacy before violence is taken? I haven't gotten to try yet.
How far from Nikisa are they?
They are about 20 feet from Nikisa.
Oh, okay, so I wouldn't be able to be listening to this, right?
You could hear it. Besides the ringing in your ears, this desert is quiet.
Okay.
You can hear the sounds of night birds. You can hear scurrying creatures off in the corners of this place.
I imagine our voices here maybe echo off the rocks, and I imagine Hask is not speaking quietly.
Hask does not speak quietly, no.
Because I was wondering if I could assist Lodi with a little bit of some force soothing of influence.
What level of influence do you have? What can you do?
I have one level of influence, basic power, plus magnitude, which I can attempt to guide, shape, feelings, and thoughts.
Okay. You can roll your force die.
just the one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you want to push a mood towards this person?
Yes.
What is it that you're trying to exude?
Trust and a desire for actual peace. Not necessarily, oh, peace. I only want violence, but I want to bring back that feeling of like, he did try peace, and there is a part of him that wishes he could still resort to that. And I want Lodi's words to bring back the hope that there's still a way to achieve their goals without resorting to violence and changing masters and possibly sacrificing some of their people. There is still, hopefully, a way that their objective will come to fruition without the sacrifice of his people, which at the end of the day, it is what he has in mind, and it is his best interest.
So I think as you reach out in the force, you can feel the despair off of the people around you, the feelings of hopelessness, and you push out this feeling around you of this desire for peace, this hope for the future. And I want to say it's almost a struggle to push that out into the world. And you hear Hask sigh as the force touches him.
Our Rintel says they're going to attack us in a week. I had always hoped it wouldn't come to this, to open warfare. And as much as Aster has tried, she's gotten nowhere in the past few weeks with these people. If you think you can do something, I can try and trust you. But you've only got a week before they start something. When they start it, you can bet we're going to finish it.
If they will not listen to the voice of reason, because they are being exceedingly unreasonable here, you will have my blade right beside you. There is no peace without justice.
He lets go of your ankle. You help him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you reach down and clasp his hand and help him stand back up. He looks back at his people and says,
all right, let's go home.
And people around who had been listening to the two of you speak get up and dust themselves off. You see some people limping towards their vehicles.
Don't suppose you're going to let us keep these crates?
No. Load them on the ship.
Fine. You heard him.
He gestures a clawed hand towards your ship.
1 week. Then I want those back.
I'll echo what Lodi said. If the noble court won't listen, we'll be here with you.
And Captain Dross supervises as these people, these farmers, they're thin in their ragged clothes, begin to load up the remaining crates into the back of the ship. The groups of them get on their swoops, get in the speeder, realize that the speeder's not working, and load. I guess people are walking.
We can bring you all home. There's plenty of room on the ship. They also did not have to struggle to lift all those crates themselves.
No, they didn't. No. Because they're hovering.
Huh? They're hover?
Okay. Yeah, they're hover crates.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, I've got the force. I've got move up the wazoo. Like, I could easily pick all of those up and move them.
Lodi, was Hask supposed to come with us? I don't remember everything that you guys already talked about. But,
Yeah, Hask is actually supposed to come. You're supposed to come with us. Aster wants you with us.
Wait, what?
Nikis is like slowly joining the party, I guess. Like at some point, should they crawl from under that speeder? Still like stealthily. They still don't know who did that to the speeder. She made sure that like nobody saw her. Just in case, like, oh, the speeder just stopped working, I guess.
I've already talked with Aster back at Dregs for an attempt to create a meeting. And she wanted you there with her.
That figures. Well, all right. Suppose this is just about the only ship other than the smugglers that can get off the moon.
So the group of you are talking to Hask, and these other people are sort of huddled in the ship. I think your ship is chilly compared to outside, and they're all just in the back, kind of huddled together, shivering because they are used to these hot desert temperatures. And they've got their two swoops back there and these large crates on the floor. You make your way back to the spaceport.
I kind of like look through whatever viewport there is with Hask and sort of look at him, and it's like, it is a beautiful city. It could be a thriving business center, but not if it's burned to the ground.
You see the lights of the city and the domes, and you can hear as you land and the ramp opens, you can hear the sounds of bells ringing in the distance. And up in the sky, you can see those golden blinks of the capital ships blockading the planet.
It's got potential. It's got good bones. We're hoping. Well, we're hoping. I'll see you tomorrow.
And Hask and his people leave your ship.
Once he's far, far away out of earshot, Lodi just turns to Becros.
Well, that went well.
What? What did you do?
I told you I wasn't going to let the crates leave the drop point, that outcropping. I gave them fair warning.
Blew one of them up.
I didn't. Okay, that wasn't on purpose.
Because is like kind of mumbling to herself, like, it's not like he had a stealth expert that could have gone and hacked the stuff so it wouldn't work and the crates wouldn't have gone anywhere and then there would be no explosions.
That's not fair. They were leaving and I told them not to. I'm glad that you made it back, Lodi. It's much easier when you do the talking.
I didn't even have to make a negotiation check or anything.
No, that was pretty sweet.
I was expecting to make like a leadership or negotiation or something.
I'm not going to take all the credit. I softened him up for you. I softened us all up a little bit.
Oh yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
What?
It's almost like he was engulfed by, you know, a wave of trust.
Flames is what it looked like to me.
That was before.
What are you? What are we talking? What? Huh?
Nothing. Just some reprogramming.
Lodi just gives you a look.
Which of us gets the look?
Nikisa, in this instance.
Hey, it was all like, with good intentions.
Is this how Cal feels all the time?
Yes. Don't forget that Kel offered that you could call him anytime.
I think this is a time to call Kel, honestly.
Kel's the boss, right?
No. Kel's just me.
Who
okay.
requested us for this mission?
That's a great question. So the four of you, Lodi, Becros, Nikisa, and the captain settle in for the night. I think you all have your own bunks in this place. And there's also that lounge area with the game table and some comfortable seating. And I think that's where your sort of digital whiteboard thing is.
I made sure it was concealed while we had guests.
Yeah, I'm sure you had it concealed while you had guests. And what's Becros drawing?
Oh, Becros just drew a small, cute little Nerf in the bottom corner. And he tends to do this anytime he gets to a whiteboard.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're all in this lounge. Are you calling Kel?
Yes, no, we're all calling Kel.
Yeah, you give Kel a call. He answers. You see the little hologram of him. You see him sort of holding his ribs. Hi. How's it going out there?
Hey, Kel.
How's it going over there?
Gross. Oh, we just had a quick stopover. Wouldn't recommend. I think it was the sleeping rancor. It's a story for another time. I think I got a broken rib. I'm about to meet with Zarias and see if she can do anything about this. We're good. Horbo's good. Everything's fine. Nihil are taken care of.
Good.
You look slightly worse for wear as well.
I mean, I imagine Lodi looks perfectly fine. It's the other Lodi two. They might have caused an explosion.
Again?
Who hired us for this job?
Hey, Kel, I bought you a hat.
Thanks, Becros. We were, I wouldn't say hired. We were called in by somebody from the Noble Court.
Somebody from the Noble Court?
Yeah.
I thought it was the people of the moon that had called us.
No. I mean, I assume it was the Noble Court. The call came from Council. We were unable to fully trace it. Couldn't get the name of the person. It was a very quick call. But it was a request, and you know about requests and the Jedi and, you know.
Is that call and the data associated with it part of our file?
It is. Didn't run across it?
I might have and just glossed over it.
There's so much.
Lodi looks over at Nikisa. I want you to see if you can figure out where that call came from.
On it.
The situation here is very tense. The people here on the moon are like a few weeks from starvation. They're desperate to the point that they spent their life savings on weapons from the hut.
The huts.
And I spoke with Bic, and he made it seem like I don't know who is directing the prince's hand in this, but it doesn't bode well for the people of Nar Hippa. They are going to be deploying ground troops.
That sounds drastic.
Yes, it does. This entire, the blockade, just because there are talks of independence, is drastic. Deploying ground troops is
not unheard of, though.
Well, yeah, but
you recall the time the Ganks tried to unionize.
Yes, I do. And Lodi rubs her forehead over that.
But if you're saying the huts are involved, this is bigger than I thought it would be.
I support the people of Nar Hippa's move for independence from the Noble Court, but not if they're going to yoke themselves to the Hutt cartel. I shall be working with the leaders here on the planet to try and dissuade them from that. But it's a rough situation here. We could have a all-out war on our hands within a week.
I've got to dig into something. I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Take care.
Is there anything else you need?
No.
I got this poncho. I don't know if the colors are coming across, but
it just looks blue. But I'll take your word for it.
I'll have to work with Nikisa on boosting the colors on this thing. It's not doing it justice then if it's just blue.
It's definitely not just blue.
I can see the pattern, and it is
nice, right?
It's making my eyes scintillate. I can't even imagine what it looks like in color. All right, there's something going on, and I've got a little digging to do. I'll give you a call back once I find out more.
Okay.
I'm going to look into the huts for you.
Oh, here are the specs of the ship.
Oh, perfect. Yep, I got them. All right, thanks. Yeah, I'll call you back when I can.
Okay.
Bye, Kel.
May the Force be with you.
For light and life.
And the hologram goes off. How does Becros use the rest of his night?
Becros is going to check in on his swoop first. See,
I figured
what the problem was.
Maybe.
It's essentially his form of meditation to take out a spanner and try and work out what's going wrong with it. He'll do that until he's too tired to really stay awake. And then he'll crash.
You want to roll your mechanics check to see if you fix it?
I would.
I think I only used some. I used a bunch of threat to make that happen. I think it'll be an average check.
Okay.
There's nothing irreplaceable.
Can I argue with hand wavy force things to add my force dice to it?
Tell me what Becros does with the force.
So, spanner in one hand and palm of the other hand. He takes his hand and kind of runs it across the machine and closes his eyes, and he reaches out and he knows that the force connects the living things, but he's kind of trained himself more to feel the spaces in between of the mechanics. And so he maps the workings of his swoop as kind of a photo negative of how things should be, I think is how he sees it in the Force. But he's spent way more time than he should have on his Jedi studies working on mechanical things. And so I think he's just practiced this. And that's what I mean by it's kind of his meditation.
Sure.
As he goes in and looks at it this way.
Becros is in the back of the ship with his swoop and using an ability. I want to know where he learned this, because it's not the most common thing. So shatterpoints are like fault lines, and they can be in objects. You could find weak points, and if you can find weak points, then you could find strong points that need help, points that need support. You can also use it to find those points in your life, your day-to-day life. Find a point where something drastic can change and change the trajectory of events. It's not common. So I would be very interested to hear where Becros learned it.
Too. Is it common enough for Jedi to know about it?
Yeah. Of the people in the movies and shows, I think the only person we see actually use it is the two people that we see or hear of using it are Mace Windu and Palpatine.
Okay, second question. I've got a decent idea going, but does it take a particular affinity, or like Mace Windu using it is because he's built that way by the Force, or
I think
he learned it from somebody?
Windu used it because he's good at breaking things. I think that is basically the logic behind Mace Windu being able to use it. And okay. Palpatine was just like able to predict, like he was always two steps ahead, and that's sort of part of it.
So I'm open to ideas, but I'm leaning towards Becros discovered this as a coping mechanism. I've mentioned that Becros wasn't the most attentive Padawan to the studies. And, you know, there comes a time when you are doing something other than your homework, when you realize that your homework's due and people will know that you didn't do it, but you don't want to stop working on what you're working on. And so I think it was small at first for Becros, but he, through focusing on the mechanics and hot rods and things that he wanted to work on, he slowly kind of discovered these touch points for the mechanisms to start with. I think that's what opened him to it. And then he was able to essentially connect that panic of not having done his homework for the Padawan tests and other things like that, to see kind of those, I guess, consequences are the best answer or best description of it, of see where things are heading. And that gave him a bit of insight into the tests and trials themselves. I think that's why Becros was able to essentially graduate. It's not because he spent his time studying, but because he was able to see kind of the points ahead and see the reason for the trial more of how it worked, even mechanically, and work his way through it, even though he doesn't necessarily, he looks like he knows the right answer. He walks with a lot of confidence, but he's just feeling his way through things.
Okay. Let's get your check with your okay. Force dice added.
Yes. Oh, so it's a failure. Three advantages and a dark side.
Would you like to use that dark side for a fourth advantage?
I don't think I will.
You can find exactly what's broken. And maybe you have the shortcut to get it working. Probably not a permanent fix, but the fast and dirty way.
I don't think he'll lean into the dark side.
Okay.
it's a good temptation there. I think it's the realization of the events of the day. You know, his goal wasn't to, as much as he wants the swoop repaired, it's the act of repairing it that he's after, to find some kind of center after the issues of the day. And I think the failure and the dark side kind of reflect that conflict that he is currently dealing with the consequences of his actions.
Yeah, I think maybe he even gets the feeling that he missed one of those important points and things might not be going in the right direction. Any ideas for those advantages?
I think he's kind of isolated the area, maybe the part or component that needs to be repaired. Out,
yeah.
But he doesn't have what he needs to get it fixed.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for this season, Mark, and you can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and The Other Place wherever you listen to podcasts. Bekros is played by Andrew from Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's newest podcast, The Foxglove Letters, out now wherever you get your podcasts. Lodi is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can also find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check the show notes for all of her links. And Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.